iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. Today we're joined by a young gentleman by the name of Sumit Sharma, who runs an organisation called Spread Wisdom, and the website is all the W's, spreadwisdom.co.uk. Now, Sumit Sharma is a solutions architect and also a public speaking coach, which is largely towards the direction we're going to go in today with our conversation with Sumit. And with Sumit, he's also a cloud solutions architect for a global technology firm and former Toastmasters president. Sumit Sharma also looks after a portfolio of involving all things technology, communication and wellness. Sumit Sharma, welcome to today's program and wishing you a very warm welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tony, for that very humble introduction. Pleasure to be here. Thank you to iGlobal and thank you too.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization and company called Spread Wisdom, which I've just given the website address. We will be repeating it again towards the end of the program. But tell us about yourself. Why did you start Spread Wisdom?
I think I realized from an early age that it was important to share your message. It's important to build a platform, and whatever you have inside of you, whatever it's knowledge, experience, skill, it's important to share. We as a society grow together. The name just sort of come to me. It's almost like we acquire blocks of life and wisdom as we grow older. And I just wanted to share some of that experiences. So that's where Spread Wisdom come from. Essentially, I'm helping people communicate better. I think public speaking is really important as you are a young professional, as you go through your career, both personally and professionally. It's lifelong skills, and I look forward to teaching
you
all of that.
Did you notice along the way that during your journey that there was a real gap in the industry or people needed help in this particular field that we're talking about?
It's a great question. I would look at any of the corporates, any large organization, and if any of our listeners are thinking of someone that they work for, you have people that have reached senior levels of leadership through tenure, through experience, through rigor, and hats off to them. But sometimes when these people get into these positions, they no longer know how to communicate with the people on the ground, the people on the floor, you know, the people that really matter to the organization. And that's not good enough. We live in a very fast-paced society these days. Technology and communication are ever advanced. So it's time we embrace those technological skills and actually how we communicate as individuals. But remember when you were in a meeting, when you were on a stage, or when your manager asked you to say something, you've got to get up and talk. So I think these are skills that everybody can learn from.
There are often situations and times which you've just explained extremely well, where you're often confronted by a situation, whether you're speaking in front of one person or perhaps even attending an interview, a seminar, or you have to talk to either one person or a group of people or in an auditorium in front of hundreds of people. Building up that confidence and being in front of either one person or hundreds of people requires a great deal of work. The first thing that sets in is nerves. So what would you say to somebody who's perhaps made it up the corporate ladder, as you've just explained so well, but at the same time confronted with a situation whereby they need to speak now publicly? They've been asked by their company, or they may even be owners of businesses themselves, where they need to go and present themselves and their business. And the first thing that sets in, oh gosh, what am I going to say? How am I going to go about it? How am I going to address the audience or the people that I'm speaking to? How do you get around that particular hurdle?
Brilliant. And you painted the scenario so perfectly well. It is common. It happens to all of us, you know, whether you're in business, whether you're in whatever you're doing, it's important to be able to communicate effectively. And that's why I bring it back to these are life skills. These are both in personal and professional life. So nerves, they're natural, right? Your body is firing off signals. It's got a chemical set of instructions to gear you up. So let the nerves be. You know, sometimes I've heard it say, if you're not nervous, you're not ready. So those butterflies, that feeling, they're there, they're natural. So first step, accept them, right? They're there to help you. And then when it comes to talking about your content, then that's where you've got to be a subject matter expert. You've got to know your material. It's not going to be good enough just to sort of wing it or prepare a little. You've got to do your research, understand your topic, and then communicate your message. It's really that simple, as long as we follow some of the principles.
This is the iMoney Show here today on iGlobal Radio. We're talking to Sumit Sharma, who is a solutions architect and public speaking coach. And if you're in business, we're going to help you to be a better speaker publicly.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
So, Sumit, we've just been talking about getting the message across, but how can one actually get the message across better and with a more confident style and presentation? How do we get the message across better?
So when we talk about being better, we're talking about being effective. And so effective communication, let's just think about that. Let's unpick that for a moment. There are many levers that you can pull, and at the right time in the right place, they make your message more effective. And things like pitch, pause, volume, language, speed, depending on your audience, depending on what you're trying to do and say, these things will change. Imagine a happy story, but said in a very sad voice. That would be the opposite of what you would want to do. So you want to be a congruent speaker where what you're saying, how you say it, and the message within are all lined up. And that's for the matter of confidence. That's like any trait or skill we have. What do you do when you want to grow big muscles? You go to the gym, you put in time, you put in effort, you follow some type of diet plan or nutritionist program, you speak to experts. The same goes for something like confidence. What I do with Spread Wisdom, my organization, is take people on a journey through their own speaking path, through their own journey. Because we are all individuals, we all have a story to tell. I help you share that message. And it means different things for different people. Some people really know their content, some people lack confidence, and I work with all types.
Now, you were talking about building up the confidence, practicing and showing people how they can get the message across better. And in this particular part of our conversation, as it means getting the message across better, does that mean practicing? Does that mean me trying to talk to a mirror, a wall, to myself, picking up what I'm going to say, my script or whatever, and practicing that? And if that's the case, how do we go about doing that?
A lot of people think the first thing to do is write down a script, and that can certainly work. But what's really important to do is convert that into spoken word. So if that means standing in front of a mirror and just speaking, then do that. If that means getting your smartphone out, putting it on selfie mode and pressing record, and make sure you hit 3 minutes. Make sure you hit 4 minutes. Actually do the talking rather than all the prep work around it. And don't buy into cool tools. Don't start buying fancy mics and mirrors and all that kind of stuff. Just start talking first. Once you can speak for 5 minutes about your topic, then you can start to, you know, prim and polish and make it a better, more rounded speech. But get talking, first step.
This is the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. We are talking to Sumit Sharma, who is a solutions architect and public speaking coach. We're going to be helping you to present yourselves better and speaking in public, whether it be your business or your organization that you are working for.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Sumit, so getting the message across better is what we've just been talking about a moment ago, but perhaps my confidence is at an all-time low. I'm embarrassed. I'm shy, and I've never been in front of a person, a group of people, or in an auditorium in front of hundreds of people, and I really do lack the confidence as a public speaker. What would your advice be and guidance be on that?
Confidence is something that a lot of us have challenges with, and if you think about being a business owner or someone in the corporate ladder, you're going to have to do this. So confidence is one of those things that you've got to train up. If you want to get big muscles, you go to the gym. So you put in some work. So you've got to do the same thing here. You've got to stretch yourself further than you have before. You've got to step out of your comfort zone. And if you apply the principles of confidence that are to get out of there, get out of your comfort zone, then you're really going to see how you can progress that much further. It's about pushing yourself further. Confidence is something you've got to build drop by drop.
Confidence is something that you have to build up and practice, as you've quite rightly said. But sometimes I also have the added barrier of not being able to speak English publicly that well, or perhaps present myself that well, what would your advice be to those people who find a problem with their confidence because of cultural differences?
There's two ways to go about this, and I think everyone should explore both. The first is, say your speech in your native language. Say it with full passion, full confidence, with all the high parts, the low parts, the language. Get it out there. So at least you know expressively what that sounds like in your most relaxed, natural language. That's number one. Number two, we've got to put in work. Let's practice. Get it into English. Speak it for 1 minute. And then let's perfect that 1 minute. Then let's move to the second minute. There are steps to take. It might be a slightly longer process, but I guarantee you, the more you practice, the better you will come. And even if your English doesn't become perfect, if you carry that with confidence, that's better than the person who hasn't practiced. And that's what you got to do. You've got to be one step ahead of the game at all times.
So does that have you showing through once you've practiced and practiced and practiced? Is it something miraculous that can happen in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days? From your experience and what you've seen in the past, what would you say to that?
Everybody has different requirements, and we all bring a different set of skills to the table. But what you must do is go through those skill sets and actually see the boundaries that you have within yourself. Can I grow my capacity with volume? I might have a small, shy voice. Okay, I'll stretch it this much. Do I have a speed problem? Do I talk really, really fast and then I don't get my point across? Or do I talk really slow? And so there's many things that we can change. So practice with a plan and come to me for help. I can take you through those processes, or join a Toastmasters club, or look for a speaking academy. There are many people out there trying to help in this way. And there's lots of ways we can all improve. I'm constantly learning. This is lifelong learning for me.
This is the iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. We are talking to Sumit Sharma about being a public speaker and having more confidence in what you're speaking about and how to go about it as well. We've talked about the processes in reaching that stage here in today's program. But along with confidence, you also need to be able to network and talk to people in different ways, in different situations. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Sumit, we've talked about building up your confidence. Practice makes perfect is the old cliche that we know and have heard so well. And you've talked about presenting yourself and practice to yourself. No matter how long it takes, you will get there and it will be seen. The fruits are all there for the picking at the end of the day. But what about networking and getting to know people better and making sure that whilst I'm networking or in a networking environment, I'm able to speak confidently about myself, my business, and my acumen?
That's a great question. And I think has become even more challenging through the pandemic, where we can now only sort of link and socialize digitally. But this day will end and we will link up again in the future in face to face. And it'll be really important to understand why you're trying to network. Are you trying to network as an individual for your benefit or for someone else's benefit? Or are you trying to network at a society basis? Do you think you can provide something to a society, or are you interested in learning about a society? So really understand what you're trying to do. Are you getting involved in a project or something bit bigger than that? That takes up some commitment.
In terms of networking, getting to know people, is there much to learn from that? Watching how other people are acting, talking, standing, their body language, during the network process itself, surely that's a learning process in itself, is it not?
For sure. And I definitely don't claim to be the expert in this space, but what I definitely do have is another lens when I am in a networking environment. I'm looking at who's talking to who and are they really paying attention and what does their body language say when they say this or when they hear something that I say? Am I open? Am I closed? So I've got this extra sort of lens on now that helps me navigate the networking field. And I love to coach people. There are people that are trying to do this stuff on the regular. Think about the sales cycle or people trying to work within business. You're meeting people every day. You're selling your services, your products, or even your image to people all the time. So it's really important to network effectively. And be true to yourself. If you put on a facade of some sort, then it will be seen through. So be true, be authentic, and speak about what you know and be confident in that. You are a unique individual. You bring something to the table.
The process of networking, I'm in a room full of strangers, and I do know that they are perhaps potential clients of mine in business. How do I go about making the first move?
it's important to build rapport. People buy from people. And so long as you're human and you are showcasing that I have value and I can give you value as a client of mine, I would love to stay in business together. If you're that salesperson that people don't want to hang around or here for a one-hit wonder, then you're not going to get very far. Those successful people are the ones that build relationships. If you think how humanity, how society is built, relationships are very important. So look to build rapport, find commonalities, and be your true self. Communicate authentically and effectively.
We're talking to Sumit Sharma, who is a solutions architect and public speaking coach. We've been talking about building up confidence and how you should be networking and how to go about it as well, and knowing that you have the confidence to back that up with as well. But what about body language? How about the way I stand, the way I dress, the way I address people, and my first hello, even down to the first handshake? What about that? We'll talk to Sumit about that in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So, Mitt, when it comes to networking, which is something that you've just been talking about, and building up the confidence to speak with people that you've explained so well to us, what about body language, the way I stand, the way I sit, my dress code, the way I address people? How do I break the ice? Body language is very, very important. People watch that, don't they?
Definitely do. And there is a lot of research out there that claims that body language makes up 70% of communication. Like, we've all been there where we have met someone who's body language is a bit off. You're getting a weird vibe. You're not sure if you want to trust them or not. Or the opposite. You've been to a restaurant where there's a waiter that's very inviting and, you know, makes you feel comfortable in a setting that you can eat at. We meet people all the time and even subconsciously are assessing things like body language, things like we were talking about earlier, pitch, tone, tonality. So even though we are subconsciously doing it, we are also consciously doing it. So when you meet someone, think about where your hands are. Are you closed off? Are you open? And that will make them think if you're open to conversation. If you put your foot forward and extend your hand for a handshake, that shows you're inviting. If you're the person that doesn't return a handshake, what does that say about you? And every scenario will have some different characteristics and some different traits. And in other cultures too, there are different ways to do that. So understand where you're going, what you're going into, and what the cultural norms are. And it's important to be effective in those places.
So body language, approaching, shaking somebody's hand, the greeting itself, breaking the ice. It's so important. Facial expressions. Tell us about your experience where you've actually been in a situation where body language has really mattered and really counted.
There have been a few business meetings where the person on the other side of the desk has not been so inviting. You feel a sense of like there's a wall here. I'm not sure what's going on, what the barrier is. And unbeknown to me at the time, it was because of some business transaction, something political had happened. But I was in there as a, you know, an innocent party in that scenario. And so I immediately felt like there was a difference and did my best to proceed with that. And then on the flip side, there have been plenty of scenarios where it's been a very inviting and open conversation. We have traveled through some difficult challenges as client and deliver of the project. But at the end of it, it was amicable and we were able to agree on what the forward processes are. So you can read body language from people in many scenarios. And when approaching someone for the first time, it's important to communicate your message, who you are, why you're here, and what value you bring.
So if I wanted to become a public speaker myself, what would be the guidelines and steps that I need to take, Sumit?
Great question. And I think everyone should have this challenge for themselves. We should all try to become better public speakers because we are all speakers. We are always speaking to our friends, to our family, to our business partners. So effective communication is really important. If someone was maybe trying this for the first time, I've got a couple of top tips for you. Let's pick a subject that you know, something simple like your favorite food or your favorite holiday, or maybe your childhood best friend. Easy topic, you know it well. Then try to record yourself talking for just 2 minutes. And if you mess up in that 2 minutes, it's fine. Just go back to the beginning and start again. Get to the point where you reach 2 minutes comfortably. Watch it back, review it. Then let's get it prim and proper. Let's cut out those filler words, those those ahs. Let's cut out the bits that don't really make sense or don't need to be there. And all of a sudden, you've got a 1 minute speech that's solid and it's about something you know. Then you've got to stretch the boundaries, change the topic, change the time, and set yourself some challenges.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Sumit Sharma, you are the brains and the wisdom behind Spread Wisdom. And if people need to engage you for tips on public speaking and speaking and building their confidence in effective communication, how do they go about getting in touch with you? What's the call to action?
There's many ways you can reach me, and I feel like I should be open to them all. So I've got a website, spreadwisdom.co.uk. I'm on all of the social media handles. Contact me. If you like to tweet, let's tweet. If you want to message me or email me, we can do that. Whatever challenge you're facing with public speaking, it might be you're a team leader and you don't know how to engage your workforce. You might be a senior executive and you need to communicate some serious information to your clients. It could be anything. If you need to communicate more effectively, reach out to me. There are many workshops I run. There's beginner levels, there's more advanced levels. You might be planning your best man speech or a critical client meeting. There are many avenues in which public speaking becomes important. You could even be that person that just has a little bit lack of confidence and want to express themselves more. Come speak to me. There are many ways that we can help you solve these challenges.
Sumit Sharma, solutions architect and public speaking coach from spreadwisdom.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed for your kind time and giving us some fantastic advice today on the program today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny. You were great. Put me through my paces. And thanks to iGlobal as well for this great opportunity.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com.